In this country, the last election produced a divided government with divided views on Iraq. And after a demonstration of that in recent days, President Bush's chief of staff, Josh Bolton, begins negotiations with Congress today. The president has vetoed a war funding bill that included a timeline for withdrawal. The House did not have the two-thirds majority necessary to override that. Lawmakers could now drop the timeline in a new bill, but they may attach some other strings to war funding. So now the two sides talk. NPR's David Wellner reports.
The 222 to 203 tally in the House's attempted override of the president's veto was 62 shy of the required two-thirds majority. Minority Leader John Boehner said that was a good thing. The bill sent to the president, he claimed, almost mandated failure in Iraq.
I think it's time for us to work across the aisle to produce a clean bill that the president can sign into law, to sustain our efforts in Afghanistan and in Iraq, to make sure that at the end of the day, we have victory.
What constitutes victory is not clear, although yesterday President Bush set the bar for success in Iraq at a new low. In a sign he may be seeking a swifter exit from the unpopular war, Mr. Bush told a group of building contractors that his definition of success now is, quote, sectarian violence down.
Success is not no violence. There are parts of our own country that, you know, have got, you know, a certain level of violence to it. But success is a level of violence where the people feel comfortable about living their daily lives. And that's what we're trying to achieve.
The president had congressional leaders over to the White House shortly after the veto override vote failed to talk about a new war spending bill. Before leaving the Capitol, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had a few fighting words to say.
The president wants a blank check. The Congress will not give it to him.
Still, Pelosi smiled graciously as she and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid sat down with President Bush, who sounded upbeat before starting their closed-door meeting.
I'm confident that we can reach agreement. But I know that it's going to require goodwill, but we all care deeply about our country and care about this issue.
Later in the White House driveway, Majority Leader Reid said his message to the president was that he wanted to work with him and his people to find a reasonable way to end the war.
It's not going to be easy, but it's important. And I said to the president that it's very clear that the number one issue is Iraq. Don't talk about the other things in this emergency spending bill. Iraq is the issue we must be concerned about.
Another Democrat at the meeting said the president seemed open to discussing a spending bill with benchmarks for political progress in Iraq. Back at the Capitol, the Senate's number two Republican, Trent Lott, said such benchmarks could be what's needed for a deal.
I think Republicans and the president are amenable to some benchmarks, provided they don't slop over into trying to, you know, dictate to the commander-in-chief or the commanders on the ground. Then you might say, well, what are the enforcement or what happens if? That's got to be decided. But I think you can, there's several different ideas floating around.
Whatever form the benchmarks take, Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins said they have to be meaningful.
Obviously, the president would prefer a straight funding bill with no benchmarks, no conditions, no reports. Many of us on both sides of the aisle don't see that as viable and think that we should be sitting down with the Democrats and with the administration at this point and try to work out a compromise.
Which is why talks here today with White House Chief of Staff Josh Bolton are seen as an important step by the Senate's number two Democrat, Dick Durbin.
We'll have an idea of what the president would consider. Today he could have made an offer, he didn't specifically, but I think Josh Bolton has been given the authority to come in with an offer.
Durbin says he hopes this new war funding bill, however it comes out, will be on the president's desk by Memorial Day. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.